And good morning, everybody. This morning, it's my pleasure to introduce you Senior National Sales Director, Joanne Bertelin. Joanne joined Mary Kay in July of 1994 in Dallas, Texas. 9 months after signing her agreement, she became a director and earned her first free car. She has earned 11 free cars at Mary Kay. 9 have been beautiful pearlized pink Cadillacs, and Joanne is now driving the 2014 pink Cadillac XTS designed specially for National Sales Directors, and it's fully loaded. Joanne has led her unit to the prestigious unit circles 5 times as a top sales director. Joanne achieved second runner-up to the Queen's Court of Sharing for Seminar 2000. At Seminar 2001, Joanne was crowned Queen of Recruiting Sharing for the Emerald Seminar. Joanne had the honor of being named a Company Miss Go Give for April 2003. Her husband, Ed, and Joanne herself have traveled on all-expenses-paid trips to Switzerland, Mediterranean cruise to Rome, Italy, Barcelona, Spain, Monte Carlo, France, and many more. Joanne has earned many incredible prizes in her Mary Kay career, numerous diamond rings, diamond bumblebees, and a beautiful diamond watch. Her highest combined earnings was over $30,000 in 1 month. Joanne debuted as a national sales director in April 2003, just 8 years after debuting as a sales director. Joanne has been involved with the Mary Kay educational team as a teaching mentor for new directors, as well as new NSCs. Mary Kay produced Joanne's training CD, The Gift of a Lifetime. Joanne's training CD, The Gift of a Lifetime. She was also featured in a video for National Sales Directors on Building Offspring, which released at Leadership 2014. Joanne has had the privilege of serving on the Mary Kay NSC Advisory Board in 2006 and 2007. And she was honored to be asked by Mary Kay to train and speak at the German seminar, which includes consultants, directors, and national sales directors from Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland in September 2007. Joanne has been featured in the Applause magazine in November 2013, spotlighting her legacy with her offspring, Dacia Wingart, Ori Hathaway, and Christine Denton. Joanne is proud to have Ori Hathaway as her second-line offspring, national sales director, and Dacia Wingart as her first-line, senior national sales director, and the youngest national sales director in the history of Mary Kay, debuting at 26 years old. Joanne has led her national area at the Gold Circle 5 times, and she's joined the ranks of Mary Kay millionaires by earning almost $3 million during her Mary Kay career. She is married to Ed and has 3 beautiful daughters. Marianne is a mum of 4, 2 boys and 2 girls. She is also a Premier Club sales director and 2-time top trip winner in the Ocala, Florida. Amy is a mum of 2 girls. She and her husband Matt are serving as home missionaries with an international ministry at George Mason University in Manassas, Virginia. And Ginny is a former civil engineer who was a Cadillac director and a 4-time National Court of Sharing winner, earning 4 diamond bumblebees. Ginny is also a double star achiever and has led her unit to the Circle of Achievement. Joanne and Ed are the proud grandparents to 4 granddaughters and 2 grandsons. Ed and Joanne reside in Ocala, Florida. Please welcome Senior National Sales Director Joanne Bertelin.
Thank you, Angie. Can you hear me? Am I off mute? Okay.
Yes, thank you. Joanne. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you so much, Angie, and thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Cindy, for your vision for this call and your faithfulness in setting this up, reminding us week after week after week, even in the midst of packing for London. Thank you so much. I think I need to update my accolades. Ed and I just celebrated 40 years of marriage, and my youngest daughter, who's the number one reigning director in the Bertelin National area, is a brand new senior director, Jenny O'Kane. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you this morning. I want to also thank all of you for your kind thoughts and prayers and love and flowers and emails during the illness of my dad and the passing of my dad this past month. I'm so grateful. It just means so much to have this Mary Kay community surrounding us in love and prayers, and we truly, truly felt them. As I have said goodbye to my precious dad, who, if you've heard my story, you know he's one of the men that I admire most in my life, my husband and my dad, and he's up there with Mary Kay of 2 of the greatest leaders I've ever known in my life. And as I have dealt with my dad's illness and saying goodbye, I have been reminded of an eternal principle, two things that last forever, people and the Word of God. Our great founder, Mary Kay Ash, gave her life to people, and she gave her life to the principles of God's Word. And I want to share with you this morning five strategies to help you focus on people and God's Word. We have 64 days to cross the finish line to celebrate your wins for 2015. Wow, 64 days. You know, 64 days doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot. Miracles will happen for you in 64 days. How you finish this seminar year is also how you will begin and set yourself up for the new seminar year. My amazing offspring, Daisha Wiegand, always finished strong and started strong. And so the way that you finish this year is going to set you up for a new strong beginning. And if it's happened for someone else, you've heard the stories. You know, Daisha had over $65,000 in 1 month finishing a big goal. Senior National Sales Director Daisha Wiegand and Senior National Sales Director Kim Walker, over $90,000 finishing her big goal. Anything and everything can happen when you are willing to fight. We started this seminar year with the theme, the acronym FIGHT. God gave me that for our national area. I had no idea how the year would unfold for me. And I learned a new fight this year that I never experienced before. We started the year with fight, and I want to share a strategy of what it means to fight to finish this race for this seminar year. Some of you are going to fight through, and you are going to finish strong, and you will be earning the trip this year. No matter where you are on the scoreboard, how you decide to fight in these final 64 days will determine the belief barriers and the goals that you decide to accomplish. The F in fight is fearless, faith-filled. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Mary Kay believed this with all her heart. She took God not only as her business partner, but as her life partner. And she lived a fearless, faith-filled life. Fear of the unknown. Is it fear of success or is it fear of failure? What fear will you decide today that you will conquer, that you will step away from forever and ever, that you will claim these verses in Isaiah and you will stop living and walking and working in fear? Because if you've ever been there, you know that there are no results when you're stuck in fear. And God is calling you to work and live and believe a faith-filled life. I remember our precious Daylene White, and I remember having the opportunity to just sit at her feet and talk with her. Imagine Mary Kay's best friend and first beauty consultant and first director and one of her first two nationals sitting at her feet and talking with her. And I can remember a consultant or director said to Daylene, "How did you handle fear 50 years ago when the company began?" And, of course, when we were talking with Daylene, it was probably 40 years. It was probably the last 5 to 10 years. But someone asked her, Daylene, how did you handle fear when you and Mary Kay started this company? Do you know what she said? She responded in her very serious, witty way. She said, we did not have time to think about fear. We were too busy building a company and making a living. Wow. Let me say that again. Daylene White said, we did not have time to think about fear. We were too busy building a company and making a living. Sales directors and DIQs, are you so busy building your dreams, building your organization, that you can say, as Daylene said, there's no time for fear? Are you so hyper-focused on the goal that God has put in your heart? Because when you are, there will be no fear. There is no time for fear. You will walk and live in faith. So what about you? In the past 2 weeks, I have loved the strategies that our Nationals, Kim McClure, shared. Brilliant strategies. Ari Hathaway followed up with more brilliant strategies. Have you selected one of those strategies and put them into action? Or are you still thinking about it? Because directors and DIQs, every day is passing, and you want to seize the day and seize the moment. Go back, and I'm not going to go through all those strategies because I couldn't give you any more brilliant strategies than what Kim McClure gave us last week at Ari Hathaway. Choose a strategy. Choose a couple strategies and put them to work. And be so focused on finishing your goal, building your organization, earning the trip, that you can say, as Daylene said, there's no time for fear. Be a fearless fighter. You know what we call it, that push power, that knows how to push through every obstacle. Are you solution focused? Because, you guys, you know at every level there's a new devil. And when you decide today that you will say, not today, devil, not today, there's going to be obstacles that you're going to push through. And you're going to shout it. And you're going to shout scripture, do not fear, for I am with you. And you will push through. My dad was a World War II veteran, and he earned a Purple Heart for courage. And he was wounded in battle. And I knew this story, but I guess it came flooding my heart over the past month as I've reflected on my dad's life. Because when he was wounded, he went right back to the front lines. And my mom told me that he told her he couldn't leave his men. Mary Kay Ash taught us to get back up. When you fall down, get back up. Directors, DIQs, I don't know where you are with your goal, but it doesn't matter. If you will decide to work and live fearlessly and get back up, I want to challenge you this morning to get up, to get strong, to get tough, and to fight with faith for the dream that God put in your heart for this seminar year. The I in fight is investigate. Those of you that have heard my story know that my dad was a special agent with the FBI for almost 30 years. He was a master at asking questions, and he taught me to be a master at asking questions. My dad knew how to dig deep into the hearts of other people. He knew how to investigate, and he knew how to ask questions, and he knew how to inspire. 21 years this summer, my dad investigated Mary Kay Ash, who was still alive at the time, and Mary Kay the company, before he gave me his approval. And he investigated, and of course he came back and told me everything that I had told him, what an amazing company built on Christian values, everything that we know to be true. And I want to ask you today, have you mastered the art of asking questions? Have you mastered the art of coaching? Do you know who your next new team members will be because you have asked the questions of your customers and of your prospective new team members? Do you know who your next 5 to 10 red jackets are? The women that you are developing to the position of star team builder, do you know who they are because you've asked the questions? Have you asked them? Have you said, Susie, I've chosen you. The company's given us this great goal of developing 10 women to the position of Red Jacket this month of Audacious April, and I've chosen you, and I believe you can do it. What do you think? How do you feel about it? What will that look like for you, Susie? Have you mastered asking questions? Do you know the desires, and do you know the concerns of your top 5, of your top 10, of the women that you are working to develop? Are you personally earning your medal? Are you personally leading by example, sharing and asking questions to know the desires and the concerns of your prospective new team members? Now, let me give you a strategy for asking questions. Number one, your personal gold medal. To earn that personal gold medal, directors, you already are masters. All you have to do is step out and ask the questions. Susie, could you ever see yourself as a beauty consultant in Mary Kay? Why do you think you'd be great? What would concern you the most? Is there any reason why we couldn't get you started today? Ask her the questions and then sign her up. Cindy, I think we're having some background noise. Do you hear that?
I do, Joanne, and I don't know if somebody came on late and that's what we're hearing, so I'm not sure what to do about this. Let's see.
Okay, maybe I think somebody may have muted.
Okay.
So we're probably good.
Let's try that again. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so are you asking the questions to earn your medal? Do you realize, ladies, if you right now cannot put on a piece of paper 5 to 10 women that you are developing to the position of red, do you know you can change that with your personal medal? Do you realize that your personal medal can change the trajectory of your unit for this month of Audacious April? When you dig deep and ask the questions, earn your personal gold medal, then with that gold medal, ask the questions and take the area goal that your national has given you and the company red jacket goal that you've been given and intentionally ask the questions to build those women to red and build them quickly. You know, Daisha, we got Daisha in a red jacket at her first party, at her grand opening. I believe that you can do that when you ask the questions. I have 6 ways to build red jackets, but I don't have time to go over that this morning, but it's on my website if you want to go get it, and then a tracking sheet to build red jackets. When you take responsibility with your personal gold medal, when you ask questions rather than being quick to give the answer, always answer a question with a question when you're coaching so that you can dig deep into the hearts and the minds and the souls of the women that God has entrusted to you. You know, it's always been said that the less you talk and the more your prospective recruit talks, the better chance you have of walking away with a new team member. The more you listen, the more you master asking her questions and then continue to ask her questions. Why wouldn't she want to start her business with power partners and team members and help her take that next step? You can personally medal, double gold medal, raise those women up, and guess what? That's 5, 10. Take every one of those women to red. My goodness, what an explosion that will happen in your units. to take you to the, across the finish line. Number three, the G in fight is generous, a generous heart for others. Mary Kay's mission was and always will be to enrich women's lives. Are you sharing with everyone about our amazing foundation that fights all cancers that affect women? Are you sharing with your customers and with your team members how we have a foundation that fights domestic violence and how one in four women will be affected? This sets Mary Kay so much apart from other companies. Are you generously sharing that, and are you generously contributing to these foundations through your personal business? These great causes that can make such a difference in others' lives, can make such a eternal impact. Are you asking God for wisdom as you reach out to the hearts of women? Proverbs chapter 2, verses 2 through 11. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and seek for her as hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. We need wisdom in asking questions. We need wisdom for generous hearts. You know, when we are so focused on blessing other people, the blessing will come to us. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, they will pour into your lap. How Mary Kay Ash understood what it meant to have a generous heart. You know, our Go Give Award and our Go Give Adoptee program sets us apart like nothing else. Are you looking for opportunities to embrace adoptees, to embrace Mary Kay's Go Give program? Are you a part of that? You know, when I hear someone say, well, you know, I don't accept adoptees, I'm like, what company are you a part of? That's not Mary Kay. And you see, when you are focused on blessing others, being generous with others, like Mary Kay Ash was with all of us, the blessing will come to you. But when we're focused on how can we get the blessing, we probably will not. You know, I was coaching a consultant a few years ago about her hostess program. And I asked her, so what is your favorite hostess program? And she began to brag that, oh, I don't use one. I don't need one. Really? Mary Kay Ash designed our hostess program because she had a generous heart. And when someone says to me, oh, well, she's broke, she can't buy anything, she doesn't have any money, did you share with her our plan for that? Did you share with her Mary Kay's hostess program? That's for any woman who might be on a budget. Because when she participates in the hostess program, she wins and so do you. A generous heart for others. You know, Mary Kay, isn't it interesting, you guys, that Mary Kay did not build this company on a mission statement of, you know, I'm going to become a billion-dollar company and we're going to impact 39 markets. That's what God has blessed her with. But Mary Kay's mission statement was all about enriching women's lives. We will enrich women's lives. We will do this in tangible ways by offering quality products to consumers, financial opportunities to our independent sales force, and fulfilling careers to our employees. We will also reach out to the heart and the spirit of women, enabling personal growth and fulfillment for the women whose lives we touch. We will carry out our mission in a spirit of caring, living the positive values on which our company was built. Mary Kay Ash's mission statement. that sits on my desk and I read it every day. Is that your mission statement? Are you living and working with a generous heart? You know, I had a consultant I was coaching, and she shared with me, well, I finally got it. And I asked her, so tell me about that. What have you got? What have you discovered? And she said, I discovered that when I go to a party and my focus is on making every woman around the table feel special, everything falls in place and everything happens. And I was like overwhelmed that she got it. But I guess I was taken aback because she'd been a consultant for a really long time. But you know what? It doesn't matter when someone gets it. Because you see, our Mary Kay culture is unlike any other. Our Mary Kay culture is unique, anointed, so spiritual. And you see, when you embrace, truly embrace Mary Kay's mission statement, I believe that you work and live with a new power you've never known before. Because when you are so others-focused, how can we hold it back? How can we not share our products and our career opportunity that changes lives? Your heart opens up. It's like a bleeding, generous heart for others. And nothing can hold back a bleeding, generous heart, a heart that bleeds generosity like Mary Kay Ash. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and it will pour into your lap.
Bloody.
The H in fight is have faith. Matthew 17:20 says that if you believe it, you can achieve it. Didn't we hear that from Mary Kay? Actually, 17:20 says, and Jesus said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Nothing shall be impossible. The Greek word believe, pisteo, P-I-S-T-E-U-O, is used more than 200 times in the New Testament. Belief is a verb. It's something you do. It's not just something you think. It's something you do. Ann Voskamp, who is an amazing writer, and I totally recommend her book, 1,000 Gifts. And Ann Voskamp says that belief is the everyday action of trusting. Belief is the everyday action of trusting. What kind of belief do you have? Trusting God to bless your efforts and giving Him something to bless. Do you have your strategies in place? Are you committed to goals that maybe you never thought before? What if in the next 64 days you personally doubled or even tripled your personal work? Because you know the speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. And I would suggest, directors, to every one of you, unless you have 5 to 10 women on target for their car in DIQ, and even if you do, I would suggest that you double and triple your personal work. Daisha Wiegandt always did. Daisha didn't sit back and say, oh, well, I've got these women that are moving up, so I don't have to work personally. She always mastered working personally and developing people. She did both so that there was always someone new coming through the pipeline, always someone new coming up. What if you doubled and tripled your personal work in the next 64 days? First of all, what would that do to your unit? The example. Because, directors, whether you believe it or not, I'm just going to tell you, it's felt. It's like what the director does is a ripple effect down through the unit, and the unit can feel it. And it is true that the speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. Mary Kay loved the 10-show week to shake up the sales force. When is the last time you personally decided, that's it, I'm over this, I'm tired of worrying about who's going to follow through with their goals, I'm going to take control? Because you can. You can take control. And you can hold a 10-show week. How about Mary Kay's 2020? Do y'all know what that is? We don't even talk about that anymore. 2020 vision, 20 parties in a month. I can remember the day when we used to talk about 2020, seeing 100 faces personally. I'm not talking about you and your unit. I'm talking about you. You leading the way. What if you decided that you were going to see 100 faces? Now, I'm not talking about 100 faces in 64 days. I'm talking about 100 faces in 30 days. And you can get a jump start in the next 4 days. I'm talking about a 10-show week that you can start today. And then another 10-show week and another 10-show week. Wow. That would break some belief barriers. What if you inspired five women in your unit to do this with you? What if you gave five women the opportunity? You asked them to join you in committing and believing every day, the act of trusting when you make that decision and you put your belief in action. What if you inspired five of your superstars to book and hold 10-show week with you the first week of May? How about don't wait till May, start today, because we've still got five strong days left in April. And then you go into May and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again in June. What would happen to the growth in your unit, and what would happen to the production? You see, Marilyn Welly Villela, the late, great Marilyn Welly Villela, who was my executive senior national, always inspired me to get out the door and to believe that I could do it. She said, Joanne, you're the best booker, you're the best coach, you're the best seller, you're the best recruiter. Directors, you're the top 2%. You are the best. You don't have to wait for someone else to do it. You can do it. Mary Kay has given you that. You know, it's amazing to me to think that at the tippy top of Mary Kay, inner circle top, that Mary Kay still allows national sales directors to be in the field and to lead by example and to do what we love to do. You can too. And so I want to challenge you. What's it going to be? A 10-show week, a 2020, 100 personal faces in 30 days? I challenge you. I dare you to put that in place. And I dare you to believe with every fiber of your being that you will trust and obey, and you will step into action like you've never stepped before. Why not try it? What have you got to lose? What's the worst that could happen? You will be exhilarated, not exhausted. You will be exhilarated from success. You know, exhaustion comes from laziness and procrastination and thinking about it and getting stuck and staying stuck in our brains. There is no exhaustion when you are in activity and you are seeing the results. That's exhilarating. You know, Daisha Wigant was one of the hardest, and still is, most hardest workers that I have ever known. And I always heard her exhilarated when she was in her glory days. Always exhilarated. I'm sure her body was probably exhausted, but her spirit was exhilarated. The T in fight is tenacious. Tenacious comes from tenacity, and tenacity means uncompromising, unwavering, resolute, perseverance, persistence. Mary Kay Ash was a tenacious woman. She was uncompromising, she was unwavering, she persevered, and she persisted. Is that a word that describes you. It takes tenacity, directors, to be successful in life and in Mary Kay. You know, I can honestly tell you, and I believe that other national sales directors will tell you, we don't look at our lives as lives of sacrifice. My children today are not examples of sacrifice. They're examples of trade-offs. There were trade-offs that we made in my journey to NSD in 8 years. You see, it's a choice every day to be tenacious. It's a choice to live and work as a victor, not a victim. We all have circumstances. We all have baggage. We all have obstacles. Moving 8 times in 13 years, you know, relocation is at the top with dealing with divorce, death, and relocation. I didn't have to deal with divorce, thank God, or death until recently, but I dealt with relocation over and over and over again as we moved 8 times in 13 years for my husband's ministry. Every time making the decision that I had to meet new women and start over because I didn't move to cities and states where I had contacts or where I had family. And back in that day, we didn't have the internet. Back in that day, we didn't have InTouch. And so the business was more complicated in finding ways to stay connected when you moved away from your customers and your future directors. Dealing with preteen angst and dealing with 3 daughters and teenage angst. Dealing with my daughter's near-fatal car wreck. Dealing with her brain injury. Dealing with aging parents. All of that took tenacity. Rena Tarbett was such an inspiration to me, always how she always dealt with fighting cancer in her life. You know, she wrote me a letter after Amy's car wreck, and she said to me, Joanne, I have learned so much from dealing with fighting cancer in my life. She said, I've learned what it truly means to persevere and to persist. And she said, if I had it to do over, I would do it again because of what God has taught me and what I have learned from this career. My dad was raised by a single mom, and his father died from complications from an illness after the war. My dad had to work hard from rags to riches, and he never gave up. Mary Kay Ash was a single mother when she started this company. I think we need to go back and reflect on who Mary Kay was and what Mary Kay did when she started this company. You talk about a fighter. Mary Kay had every reason not to start the company when her husband suddenly passed away. But Mary Kay was tenacious. Mary Kay burned every bridge. Mary Kay found a way and made a way to be successful. She didn't have time to live in fear because she was so hyper-focused on what God had called her to do. My daughter Jenny, who is currently the number one director in the Berlin National Area, Cadillac director, brand new senior director, is one of the most tenacious young women I have ever known. When Jenny was a civil engineer and lost her job because the market crashed and she was laid off, Jenny made a decision that she would never let anyone fire her, lay her off, or take control of her life again. And that was the day that she became a beauty consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics 5 years ago. And I have watched Jenny push through obstacles that could have stopped her. You see, she had to build a complete new sphere of influence because her sisters and mother had taken that sphere. And she found herself in a city that was shattered by the economy. But she found a way, and she made a way. I admire this young woman, how she works with excellence. You know, I call her the bulldog. It's bulldog kind of tenacity, because I don't know if you've ever encountered a bulldog. I don't want to, because they have tenacity. They know how to fight. And my daughter, Jenny, I want to be just like you when I grow up, Jenny. The way that you fight and the way that you love Jesus, the way that you love me, the way that you love Mary Kay. I'm so blessed just watching you. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary." And you know, Mary Kay used to say, if you're not feeling so enthusiastic, get up, do some jumping jacks until you get enthusiastic. And I believe that so many times we are weary from being weary. And it is time to get out of your weariness and become tenacious, uncompromising, unwavering, resolute, persevering, and pleasantly persistent. Is that how you are about your goal? Have you written it? Have you posted it all over your house? And are you revisiting it every day? Is it in your car? Is it on your phone? Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. Two things that last forever: people and the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I want to invest every day of my life. And Lord knows the days are going quickly. I can't even believe that I've been in Mary Kay 21 years and that in 3.5 years I will step into that emeriti position. How does that happen? Life is going so quickly. And I don't know about you, but I want to embrace every day. And I want to invest in people. And I want to invest in God's Word. I want to fight the good fight. Will you join me, directors? Will you fight your good fight fearlessly with that push power that comes from God? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things, not just some things. The Bible says all, A-L-L, capital, all. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Do you believe it? Are you willing to investigate, to become a master question asker, so that you can become a master people developer? Are you willing to let God give you a generous heart, to freely give of your time, of your talents, and of your money to enrich others' lives, knowing that God will enrich yours? Are you willing to step out in faith? Are you willing to believe like you've never believed before? And you know how we're going to know if you really believe? It's the action that is the test of belief. It's the action, because when you truly believe, you will step into action like you've never stepped before. And will you be tenacious? Will you get tough? Will you take control? Mary Kay Ash says about success, "It is far better to dare mighty things and to win glorious triumphs, though oftentimes you're going to experience failure, than to rank with those poor people who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the shadow of life that knows no victory or defeat." They live in the shadow of life that knows no victory or defeat. Those words are from our great founder, Mary Kay Ash, on success. And then Mary Kay says to you about team building, "Our company has brought financial security to women's homes and stability to their families. We are indeed changing this old world for the better. I've often said that we are doing something far more important than just selling cosmetics. We are changing lives. Are you fighting the good fight to change the lives that God has waiting for you to change? I have been inspired by Mary Kay Ash, and I have been inspired recently by my dad, Ken Raby. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Let those words of Scripture that are eternal fill your heart, that you will say at the end of this seminar year, I have fought the good fight of 2014, 2015. I have finished the race and I have kept the faith. And that we will say at the end of our lives, as Mary Kay said and as my dad said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. In Jesus' name, be all the glory. Amen.
Hey, Joanne, that was awesome. That was
Thank you, Cindy.
A perfect message for the perfect time. And one quick question. You were so thorough in all of your five things, but what's your website?
Oh, my website. Joanne, oh, goodness, what is my website? Joanne Innesty. Cindy, I blanked out. Hold on.
Okay,
one of my directors texted it to me. Okay. What is my website?
Okay, while they're texting it to you.
Okay,
I
somebody
loved
text
what
it
you,
to me.
Okay. I love what you said about belief, and believing is a verb, and it is a verb. And, you know, my area hears me quote all the time scriptures, as you do, but one of my favorites is Hebrews 6, verse 12, that it's through faith and patience, which means perseverance, that we inherit the promises of God. And this week I was meditating on that scripture, and I thought, you know, really perseverance is rooted in faith. It all starts with faith, because if we don't believe it, we won't act on it. We don't persevere. So really, it all starts with faith. That's the beginning, you know. So what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if that's what faith is when you keep moving, you keep doing as if it's going to happen, you believe in it, it's going to happen. So it really is an action, and it is a verb. So I thank you for making that clear to all of us.
Amen,
well,
Cindy. Okay,
amen.
Thank you to my directors here who are coming to my rescue. JoanneNSD.com. Thank you,
okay.
Soleil and Jenny. And JoanneNSD.com, and then Eagle is the password to get in.
Okay.
Joanne, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Yvonne Lemon.
Hey, Yvonne.
Joanne, you are one of a kind. I'm going to tell you, you have been a mentor to me in Mary Kay. You have been a mentor to me with my children, with my marriage. And you are just an extraordinary woman. And you, when you're talking about your dad, I know it's emotional, and I know he is so proud of you. And you are the ultimate question asker. You are the ultimate people builder. You're a relationship magnet, and everything you said today just went straight to the core. And I can tell you, I say this about you all the time, Joanne. Every time I'm around you, you have this renewed enthusiasm about doing your Mary Kay business. You have this renewed enthusiasm about people, and you never grow weary and you never grow tired because you're so others focused. And even if you are weary and tired, I don't know it. I never see it because you're constantly emitting spark and excitement and enthusiasm and love and ultimately joy. And I just thank you so much this morning for sharing from your heart. And, you know, you're right. We don't need any more strategies. We have all the strategies. We just need to get our heart right, and we need to be all about people. So thank you for sharing that this morning. You know how much I love you and adore you and admire you.
Oh, Yvonne, you made my day. Thank you, my friend. I love you.
Any other nationals that would like to speak up at this time?
Joanne?
Yes.
Joanne?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, Daisha, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
Daisha.
Hey, oh my goodness, Joanne. First of all, Joanne is like my second mother. I'm going to cry. Literally, I am so blessed to have this woman as my senior national sales director. Oh my goodness, I'm going to cry. Anyway, yes, in 2001, she was the reason I started my business at the Not-So-Quality Inn in South Florida, and who would have ever thought? And she has been through so many obstacles, so many moves, so many trials, and never once has she ever let up. On her family, on us, on her friends. She's so constant and consistent, and, you know, I just truly respect her. We have never had falling out in Mary Kay, which is very hard to do in over 14 years of being in a business when you're dealing with women, and it's because she has Christ within her, and it's because she does love people so much, and I'm just so grateful for her mentorship, and, you know, every time we can, we room together. And it's really cute because she has three daughters, and she'll be on the phone mentoring them, like, for an hour every morning when she's getting ready. And she just gives them her all. Like, you would think she would get annoyed or fed up, but she just keeps giving. And I even say to her, I'm like, Joanne, you need a break. You need to relax. You know, she just gives everybody her all, and I'm just so grateful for her. And I can't even imagine speaking at my dad's funeral, you know, and I'm sure you just gave the most amazing speech. I wish I could have been there. But anyway, I love you, and I thank you so much for this call, and I know that every director got so much from this, and I love what you said about two things that last forever, people and the Word of God. Amen. So thank you so much. I'm sorry I got so emotional.
Oh, Daisha, you just mean everything to me. Thank you so much. No one could have a better offspring than you and friend. Love you, girl.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you, too.
Anybody else? Well, Joanne, what a tribute to have your offspring to come on and say those things about you. And I just would ditto everything that Yvonne and Daisha had to say about you this morning, because you are just the epitome of Mary Kay Go Give, and you do exemplify Christ in everything that you do. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your witness, and every time I'm around you and Ed, I always feel like I've been to church, just standing in casual conversation, and, you know, the books that you have given me and the CDs, you know, that you've given me of sermons and things like that, you just will never know how they've changed my life personally for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And I appreciate you both and your family so much. And I know you're so proud of your family and so thankful for them. And, you know, Joanne, you have not only have you never changed as far as your Mary Kay Go Give and your tenacity and, you know, your witness for Christ, but you look exactly the same as the first time I ever met you. I mean, your youth is renewed like the eagles. It really is.
Oh, goodness.
And so, I mean, really, I can't believe that you're that close to retirement. I just can't believe that. So, anyway, thank you so much.
Oh, you made my day. You all did. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate you more than words can say. Y'all go out, make it an audacious April month end, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you.